Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Tuesday or Thursday afternoon. Where am I at today? Thursday afternoon. I guess it's just a blur. These weeks go by flipping. Do you notice that things seem to be going by much faster in life as we move along here?
I notice it for me because especially like when you get into a routine.
Yeah.
It just, things kind of fall in place and you just, boom, next thing you know, another week down.
Okay, one thing that's not falling in place and not of normalcy, I should add. Mardi Gras parades. Going to be around all weekend long. Two parades downtown Friday, Saturday, while Pensacola Beach launches its annual Crew of Wrecks parade. Sunday, they'll roll that one at 2 o'clock. Safety, of course, is a priority for Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. He's adding, by the way, 30% additional deputies to this year's beach parade route. Road closures along Via de Luna begin at 12 noon, and you're stuck. Did you put it like that? So I hope you have some extended things to do while you're there after the parade rolls. I'm sure you do.
Bring a deck of cards.
It's always a lot of fun.
And a table. Solitaire.
Yeah, listen, it's always a lot of fun. Stocks ending down today as NVIDIA and other AI stocks weighed in on the markets. Laura Cantor has your numbers.
Warner Brothers Discovery reporting a fourth quarter loss amid a drop in advertising sales and linear TV subscribers. Warner Brothers executives vow to continue prioritizing streaming growth led by its Max and Discovery Plus platforms. Meanwhile, Paramount Global reporting solid growth in their streaming services. TV advertising spending declined, leading to a fourth quarter revenue loss. Paramount Global owns CBS, Nickelodeon, and the streaming platform Paramount Plus, which saw an increase in the number of subscribers. Stocks falling Thursday, the Dow finishing down 194, S&P 500 down 94, NASDAQ down 531. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Just traffic and weather together, brought to you by Bank of America. Whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. That's pretty par for the course every time this afternoon, or every afternoon at around this time. So thank you for being safe out there. Maybe have some minor congestion on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar, but that shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a beautiful sunny Friday, high of 70, low of 50.
There's been a financial setback for the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial. The Escambia County Tourist Development Council has decided to withhold a $750,000 donation. Well, on February 18th, the council voted to allocate funds for a study to assess the potential tourism impact on that memorial. That decision to fund the study instead of awarding the donation has delayed progress on the memorial. Something sad to report today. I thought that was going along pretty nicely.
Yeah, we had been hearing about strides being made, and yeah, as you said, it's unfortunate that we've had a setback.
Yeah, okay. New data. Okay. New data on the labor market suggests unemployment is rising. Lillian Wu has more on this.
The latest jobless numbers come in higher than expected. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week matching a three-month high, surging 22,000 to 242,000. Analysts were expecting 221,000. It could reflect a softening in the labor market and also the first wave of what's likely a flood of new claims from laid-off federal employees. Some companies and nonprofit groups that lost federal funding have also had to cut staff. Government workers are paid benefits from a separate federally funded unemployment fund, but they file jobless claims in the state they live in. Continuing claims, which run a week behind, showed a small decrease, 1.86 million. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And President Trump says a lot of progress is being made to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Speaking at a joint news conference with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Trump said the groundwork is being laid for a ceasefire deal between the two nations. He said the U.S. will be reimbursed for providing defense funds for Ukraine and cited the minerals deal he made with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Okay, on Saturday, the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society's Active Duty Fund gets underway. The fund, by the way, it provides 30% of the annual operating cost. The volunteer organization provides emergency financial assistance for sailors and Marines in need. Last year, $1 million was raised in relief to more than 1,000 service members in Northwest Florida. The fund drive runs through April.
And a court order that had set a midnight deadline for the Trump administration to release frozen foreign aid funding has been put on hold by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. The Justice Department filed an emergency application yesterday saying it didn't have enough time to unfreeze the $2 billion in aid money despite being ordered to release it 2 weeks ago.
618 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola International has two new destinations with Breeze Airways starting in April. Nonstop service to Raleigh with continuing service on to Providence, Rhode Island. These additional flights provide greater access to the Southeast and, of course, the Northeast. Flights will operate on Wednesdays and Saturdays beginning April 30th.
And federal budget cuts are impacting Florida's national parks. The Association of National Park Rangers says at least a dozen people have been laid off at least three different sites in the state. Employees were affected at Everglades National Park, Cypress National Preserve, and Biscayne National Park. The Center for Biological Diversity tells local news outlets that the Crystal River National Refuge in Tampa has lost about a quarter of its staff.
Okay. President Trump, Elon Musk intensifying their efforts to cut costs in the federal government. And Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is now allowing this to happen. You know, they had paused it for a few days here.
Right.
Contemplating on what to do next. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
Chief Justice John Roberts temporarily sided with the Trump administration and determined that USAID could hold off on paying about $2 billion for aid work that has already been completed. The administration is cutting USAID staff, reviewing and eliminating contracts, and folding the U.S. International Aid Organization into the State Department. At yesterday's cabinet meeting, President Trump called the federal government bloated, fat, and disgusting. The administration is directing federal agencies to develop plans for large-scale layoffs in the meantime, consolidating operations, including possibly moving offices out of the D.C. area.
All righty, 619 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. Governor Ron DeSantis showing his support for the Florida National Guard. He was in Bradford County earlier this morning highlighting the force's achievements. So we'll get in some details on that in just a few minutes. Right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
you know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. You thought I had left you, didn't you?
Yeah, we just had the bumper music going and left.
Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and a beautiful Thursday afternoon. It is killer out there. I cannot wait. I'm going to take the dogs for a walk when I get home tonight.
It's just one
of those beautiful nights out there. Listen, homestead exemption helps homeowners here in Florida save money on property taxes. It's true, absolutely. And you have 2 days. Until March the 1st to apply for homestead exemption and provide this. You have to show them evidence of ownership, your social security number, date of birth, as well as proof of Florida residency if you want to apply. Hmm. But do so. If you're eligible, take advantage of that one.
Absolutely. 6:25 here. Now you can take advantage of this moment when I tell you the traffic and weather together. How about that? Not too much going on the roads here. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 70 degrees right now, low of 49 tonight. So as Chris said, it's going to get chillier this evening. Tomorrow going to be a beautiful day. Sunny, high of 70, low of 50. Now that is ideal weather.
Okay, we've been waiting all afternoon. And we're not going to hear about it. I'm sure while we're not on the air, when I'm talking about, the Justice Department was expected to release some of those Jeffrey Epstein files today.
Right.
It's not going to happen. It's been delayed till tomorrow. And as I was mentioning, Andrew will probably be all over this in the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew gets in at 5. He'll be around till 9. But he will have the if the information is there, you will hear about it tomorrow morning on News Radio 92.3.
And mentioned this before the break, Governor Ron DeSantis showing his support for the Florida State Guard. The governor was in Bradford County earlier this morning, where he highlighted the force's achievements since it was reestablished in 2022. The number of soldiers on the State Guard will increase to 800 after the next class graduates next week. DeSantis believes the high training demand shows that people have pride in the free state of Florida and says that the goal is to continue to expand the organization in order to respond to state emergencies and public safety needs.
6:27, News Radio 92.3. Let me go ahead and lay that story out about the Justice Department. Griff Jenkins is in this afternoon with us, and he has the latest from the Attorney General.
There's no timeline for when this bombshell may drop today, but if Pam Bondi's teaser to Jesse last night is any indication, we could get some shocking revelations.
What you're going to see hopefully tomorrow
is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information, but it's pretty sick what that man did.
Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna says she just heard from the DOJ in posting the letter sent from them to X, which reads in part, "The integrity of criminal investigations and prosecutions is essential to every component of the department's mission to uphold the rule of law, keep our nation safe, and protect civil rights."
And the state is expanding its partnership with ICE to stop illegal immigration. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday he's giving all 67 sheriffs in Florida the authority to act as federal immigration agents. This allows deputies to enforce immigration laws in the course of their regular duties. DeSantis says if all states did this, the problem of illegal immigration would go away much quicker and communities would be safer.
You know, if you remember back to the Ronald Reagan administration, one of the first things he did, he fired the air traffic controllers. The union associated with that. Well, let me get you up to speed here. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy looking to address the shortage of air traffic controllers nationwide. Grady Trimble has more from OKC.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy made a big announcement about air traffic controller staffing and plans to really boost those numbers because they really do need to train more controllers and get them into the air traffic control towers quickly. The industry right now is short some 3,600 controllers, according to their union. So today, Duffy announced that the FAA will fast track the best and brightest applicants to place them into the academy here in Oklahoma City, and they'll provide a 30% pay increase for all students, which will go into effect within the next month.
All righty, and another commercial lunar lander headed to the moon. Athena was launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket last night from the Kennedy Space Center. It's Intuitive Machines' second lunar lander. Odysseus landed on the moon's south pole just over a year ago. Athena is expected to land on March 6th.
Okay, you want to hear what it sounded like?
2, 1, mission, and liftoff. Go Falcon, go Intuitive Machines.
That's kind of like putting the topping on the cake.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that was there. Hey, a tech giant is grappling with the aftermath of a big mistake. Lillian Wu explains for us.
Facebook parent Meta is apologizing for an error that flooded personal Reels feeds of Instagram users worldwide with violent and graphic videos, which included people who appeared to have been shot to death and run over by vehicles. Some of the recommended videos had sensitive content warnings on them, but others didn't. The Wall Street Journal saying one of its reporters' accounts featured scores of videos of people being shot, mangled by machinery, and ejected from theme park rides, often back to back. Meta now saying it's resolved the error, but not disclosing the reason behind it. This follows a change in Meta's policy in January to end its third-party fact-checking program. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right. Very interesting. Coming up with sports, we're going to talk about what's latest in the NFL draft. We'll do some NBA diving, and we'll talk about the Ice Flyers. Coming up, less than 7 minutes.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump hosting British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House today, where the two discussed a potential peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
The UK expressing support for the contours of the U.S.-led talks to end Russia's war on Ukraine and supporting the rare earth minerals deal Ukrainian President Zelensky will sign at the White House, giving the U.S. a stake to protect in Ukraine's economy.
The president will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House tomorrow. A California federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from ordering the Defense Department and other agencies to carry out the mass firings of thousands of recently hired employees. U.S. District Judge William Alsup in San Francisco says the Office of Personnel Management lacked the authority to order federal agencies to fire any workers. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Paramount Global told its employees it's ending numerous diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, according to CNBC. In the memo sent to the workforce, Paramount said it would comply with President Donald Trump's executive order that bans the practice. Initial filings for unemployment benefits hit their highest level of the year last week and another potential sign of weakness in the labor market. The Labor Department reported weekly jobless claims jumped by 22,000. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today, with the Dow falling 193 points, the S&P 500 dropped 94, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled 530 points, good enough for a loss of 2.7%. Oil futures headed higher today after President Trump said he was revoking a license that allowed Chevron to produce oil in Venezuela. Crude oil futures for April above 70 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Andy Gresh with a Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. I have been consuming the TGL product. This has gotten me through my month of February. They're playing 15 holes. It's a team concept. There still are some individual matchups, and you got some of the biggest stars in the world. If you can't get out and swing the sticks, TGL could be for you. I'm Andy Gresh.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up. It's golf.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Owen. I'm a cigarette.
Do you like being a cigarette?
No, I don't. Not really into killing thousands of people. Sorry, no filter.
Right.
What's your sign?
Pisces?
I'm a Cancer. Cigarette joke. But seriously, I do cause cancer. And heart disease. And strokes. I could go on forever. Unlike the people who smoke me.
The average smoker lives 10 years less than non-smokers. Quit today. Find out how at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, beginning at 2. Join in the true showcase of community spirit and celebration. Get all the info at PensacolaMardiGras.com. Sunday is the Mardi Gras Parade with Island Atmosphere. The crew of Rex Parade rolls at 2 on Pensacola Beach. See PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, and sometimes I'm sure our listeners go, "What in the world are they doing?"
That's a Smashing Pumpkins. We've played a song of theirs before.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's so diverse.
Yes,
you know, we go from one side to the other all the way. But that's the unique thing about this. Hey, good evening, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, with you this Thursday afternoon. Thanks a lot for taking us along. We do appreciate this. Let me kind of summarize our our meeting on air just this last hour with PPD's Mike Wood. Of course, he's the information specialist for the City of Pensacola Police Department. Here we go. I'm going to summarize it in our whole conversation that we had, and this is it in terms of content. Yep. Don't park your vehicle in the wrong place for the downtown Mardi Gras parades, period.
Right.
That's it. That covers the whole subject matter.
Very true.
But we actually, when Mike was on with us at 512, and we thank him for his time, we outlined all the rounds. We discussed the who's, what's, why's, and where's, and what you can expect if you do park in the wrong place. So take that with a grain of salt. And what I want to do, let me just kind of briefly, I'll make this a brief on this subject matter. But there's three routes that they have designated this year, the PPD. The red lines, which are closed 3 hours prior to the parade. Then there's a yellow line, which is closed 1 hour prior to the parade. And then if it's a green line, it's open all times. So if you would probably go to the PPD's website, they have this map up there, and it shows you what I'm talking about in terms of what streets are going to be closing off and when they're going to do it. It will help you. I guarantee you it will help you a lot tomorrow night for the beautiful illumination parade, Coup Lafitte. And then on Saturday, the Grand Parade, downtown Pensacola. So get ready for that, les bons temps roulés, d'achat, and have a darn good time this year.
Absolutely. And first of all, I want to dedicate a moment to do this because we didn't do it back in the first couple hours. we gave away two pairs of Sunbelt Conference tickets today.
Yes, you did.
And our winners were, let me see if my memory serves me, Dan from Gulf Breeze and Chad from Cantonment. So congrats to both of them.
What did they answer? Do you remember?
Yeah. So we, of course, the Sun Belt consists of several teams, but two of the more 14 teams. Yes, and two of the more local ones are the South Alabama Jaguars and Detroit Trojans. Yeah. So I think I had Jaguars for the first hour and Trojans for the second.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yes, and you know what? Honestly, what we may do just to keep it simple is I'll just name a team from the Sun Belt Conference and just have people send that in. We may just keep that trend because we're not done giving away tickets. We're going to be doing that closer to the tournament.
And I will tell you, and while we're talking, we're in the sports kind of genre things right now. So,
yeah, tis the season.
So I just want to here's some of the talent. And I've been at every one of these Sun Belt Conference tournaments here at Bay Center, and it's always I look around and I see empty seats and I go, why? This is amazing product that they're putting on the court. Here's some of the teams you can expect to see. App State, Arkansas State, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, Georgia State, James Madison. They always bring a good team in here. Louisiana, ULM, Marshall, Old Dominion, South Alabama, Southern Mississippi, Texas State, and Troy. Good basketball, both on the men's and women's sides. So they're in town coming up on the 4th through the 10th, so take advantage of seeing some real darn good basketball in Pensacola. Here, by the way, is Jared Max with the latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
I mean, that is well beyond half court.
And that was well beyond a wild ending between 8th-ranked Michigan State and number 16 Maryland.
No timeouts left for Maryland. They gotta go. Gillespie for three.
On the Big Ten Network, after Maryland missed a three-pointer to win it, Michigan State nailed it from beyond half court. Trey Holloman hit the game winner for the Spartans, who won at College Park 58-55. Top-ranked Auburn crushed Ole Miss 106-76. Seventh-ranked St. John's clinched at least a share of the Big East regular season title for the first time in 33 years. St. John's beat Butler 76-70. Vanderbilt upset 12th-ranked Texas A&M in College Station 86-84. 13th-ranked Clemson beat Notre Dame. Number 17, Kentucky over Oklahoma by a point. Wins as well for number 18, Memphis. 22nd-ranked Arizona and number 25, BYU.
The Pistons have held the Celtics under 100. They're going to get a standing ovation here. 117-97. The crowd loves it in downtown Detroit.
On FanDuel Sports Network Detroit, for the first time since February 2008, the Pistons have won 8 games in a row. Detroit, which set an NBA record last season with a 28-game losing streak, on its way to a team-worst 14-68 record. Now the Pistons have 2 more wins this season than in the last 2 combined.
Two nights after the Pistons ended a 10-game losing streak to the Clippers, they beat the Celtics for the first time in 13 tries. 117-97. Detroit sixth in the Eastern Conference playoff standings, 4.5 games clear of a playoff spot. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
The story on that was the Detroit comeback because they were just so lousy in previous years.
Yeah, because they haven't won anything in just over 20 years. Right. But, yeah, we were talking about their loss streak that they were suffering like just last season or so. And now they're on this win streak and they're beating the Celtics and they're in the playoff hunt. And I don't mean play-in. If I'm not mistaken, they are officially in the core six. Good for them. Quite a turnaround.
They're peaking at the right time, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, while we're talking sports real quickly here, we had, of course, the folks on from the Blue Wahoos, Eric Bremer, was on a couple of days ago. And what we were talking about was the new furry friend they brought to their baseball family, 8-week-old puppy Diamond. It's there on site at the ballpark, ready to begin his journey with the team. He's going to be trained by WEAR meteorologist Catherine Daniels. She's done three other dogs previous to this one. She does a great job on this because it's called Love, and she loves what she's doing. And he is being raised to be a service dog as well as the previous other three. So Blue Wahoos, things coming down, and they're all ready for their season to get started on April 2nd this year.
All righty, and Travis Kelce returning to play for the Kansas City Chiefs next season. The star tight end confirmed to ESPN's Pat McAfee that he won't be retiring this year. Weeks after losing Super Bowl 59, Kelce reportedly told McAfee, very simply, that he can't go out like that.
All right, well, we're talking NFL here. Draft season kicks off today. Jared Max has the information for us.
The 2025 NFL regular season won't begin until early September, but the league kicks off its draft season Thursday in Indianapolis, the annual scouting combine, like a job fair for teams to meet with prospective draftees, to watch them get tested for several football attributes, from speed to strength, from agility to athletic ability. Aside from bench pressing weight, running the 40-yard dash, 20- and 60-yard shuttle runs, players will also get tested at a vertical jump and a broad jump, and run a three-cone drill. Thursday designated for defensive linemen and linebackers, Friday defensive backs and tight ends, Saturday quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs, Sunday offensive linemen. Jared Max, Fox News.
Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Don't really have many backups on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Right now it is 70 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a perfect Friday, a perfect introduction to the weekend. It's going to be a sunny, clear day, high of 70, low of 50.
All right. Think about it. 18 days, the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce presents the 38th annual St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl. Happens on Monday the 17th. The event features, get this, 18 beach bars this year. These people are going to be lit. Restaurants and hotels in the crawl this year with green fireworks at 8, lighting up the Pensacola Beach sky. Yeah, they do it right over there over Mommy Beach, Quiet Water Beach on the island. So look at that, 18 beach bars.
That's pretty insane.
I would be down
insane
after bar number one. See ya.
And the new version of ESPN Sports Center will debut on Disney Plus next month. SC Plus is what it will be called. It's being described as a fast-paced daily update that will be aimed at more casual sports fans. The show will hit the streaming service every morning at 8 a.m. local time starting March 3rd. Each episode will be at least 15 minutes long and will be available for 24 hours.
I do like that a lot. National weather situation. Maybe thinking about taking a trip this weekend.
Maybe.
Well, I told you I'm leaving right after the parade, the Mardi Gras Grand Parade on Saturday.
Yeah.
Back to New Orleans. Going to be over there doing Bacchus on Sunday, so I'm ready. I guess that's considered a trip, getting out of town.
3 hours away.
All right. Temps are expected to rise near the Sierra Nevada region this week. Weather meteorologist Bob Van Dillen has more on the report.
Palisades, Tahoe, baking in sunshine right now. A lot of blue skies, temperatures climbing up through the 50s for the next couple of days. The only problem is we're going to see some more clouds moving in for Friday night. May see a couple of sparks of lightning out here, but that should probably be after the ski lifts are all closed, so it should be okay. Then the real weather comes in on Saturday for the Sierra Nevada range. Snowfall levels about 6,500 feet and then rising through the day, but that's going to be all snow for the highest peaks. We need more snow around here in Palisades, Tahoe. We've seen about 250 inches worth so far. The average for the year is 400. But it can snow all the way through Memorial Day. Let's hope it does. In Palisades, Tahoe, Bob Van Dillen, Fox Weather.
And if you aren't sure who that guy is, Bob Van Dillen, think back this summer. And there was a lady that was in a submerged car. He went out into the water and saved her life.
Oh, wow.
That's the meteorologist that did that.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Learn something new every day. And 647 here around this time every hour, getting you your Wall Street numbers. Just one final reminder for you this evening. Wall Street closing lower following today's news on tariffs. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 193 points to 43,239. The S&P 500 lost 94 points to 58,61. And the NASDAQ dropped 530 points to 18,544.
Talking tariffs, are we, this afternoon?
Maybe.
Well, President Trump says tariffs will be imposed on Mexico and Canada as planned next week. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Because of the scourge of fentanyl being smuggled into the U.S. at unacceptable rates, President Trump says proposed tariffs scheduled to go into effect on March 4th will go into effect as scheduled. Those include 25% tariffs on products imported from Canada and Mexico and additional 10% tariffs on Chinese products. In April, the Trump administration says it will move forward with a broader reciprocal tariff plan, charging countries the same tax they impose on American exports. President Trump says his tariff strategy will create jobs in the U.S. and strengthen American manufacturing. Economists warn it could spike prices and risk trade wars. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And home sales are down to the lowest level on record. Pending sales dropped 4.6% in January. That's the lowest since the National Association of Realtors began tracking it in 2001. NAR's chief economist said the coldest January this century could have contributed to fewer buyers in the market, but high home prices and mortgage rates have also strained affordability.
All right, let me talk about those rates for a second. Mortgage rates remaining below the 7% level. Mortgage News Daily reporting, just got these this afternoon before we came on. The average rate on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 6.78%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.24%. And, you know, and they talk about home sales being down and all. The way to cure that is get yourself a darn good realtor. That's the key to maneuver today's financial world.
Right.
When you're buying or either selling a home. You need that expertise. And a realtor be the person to help you along there. And that wasn't a sponsored thing or anything. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, you didn't name drop anybody.
No,
just said a realtor.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm waiting for this, and I'm not quite sure what to expect out of it. Pink Floyd's film Live at Pompeii will be re-released later this year. I wasn't sure it was released. Mm. We're going to learn something here. Michelle Pollino has the latest.
Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii, the film that captured the band at a turning point in their career, is hitting theaters this spring. Filmed in October of 1971, before The Dark Side of the Moon propelled them to superstardom, the film showcases Floyd performing without an audience in the haunting ruins of Pompeii. On April 24th, a digitally remastered version will hit theaters worldwide, including IMAX, with newly enhanced audio. The film features early Floyd classics and rare footage of the band at Abbey Road Studios as they began recording The Dark Side of the Moon. Tickets for the upcoming screenings go on sale March 5th. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Michigan Senator Elisa Slotkin being picked to deliver the Democrats' response to President Trump's congressional address. That's according to a news release. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said that Slotkin has dedicated her life to defending the U.S. and fighting for those in the state of Michigan.
Okay, the latest movement to fire Governor Gavin Newsom, of course, California Governor Gavin Newsom, gains a new ally and a famous actor. Fox TV affiliate, my old place here, KTTV Channel 11 in Los Angeles. Susan Hershiona reports why the Hollywood star is joining the fun.
Actor Mel Gibson lends his voice to this effort to recall Gavin Newsom, laying blame on him and Mayor Bass for the fire disasters.
Are we supposed to believe that our elected officials didn't know that? Of course they knew that. Of course, Mayor Bass tweeted about the levels of danger days before she blew out of town.
Gibson lost his home in Malibu, but that's not the only reason he believes the governor should be recalled. Gibson said Newsom
has brought us nothing but rampant crime, acute homelessness, horrendous inflation.
Randy Economy led the 2021 recall effort. He's back and believes this time not only will the recall ballot again make it to voters, but this time succeed.
Oh. He might want to be careful. He might just get himself a Department of Defense job or something like that. Open your mouth up and get a position.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I think that was a job application more than anything else. 6:52 here. We'll take one final break. When we return, Doge leader Elon Musk claims U.S. efforts to prevent Ebola have been restored. Details on why that's been reinforced and more coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's, wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. And this is where the part where the listener is saying, would that guy please shut up and let me hear that song? Chris Bryant, Austin Price, thanks for having us on today. Really do appreciate this. This is a story where I remember you saying something here. Oh, those kids aren't going to like this. And here's what I'm talking about. Representative Michelle Saltzman proposing House Bill 740, giving parents greater access to their children's social media accounts.
Yeah.
That's where you said, oh, these aren't going to be very happy kids around here.
No, they're not.
The bill restricts social media companies from allowing users under 16 years of age to use encrypted messages. The move will also allow parents or legal guardians access to their children's accounts to be able to read all of their messages. Yeah, you're right. There are going to be a lot of bad, upset kids for this. Who cares?
Yeah, 6:55 here. Yeah, come on, Mom. I'm my own man.
Come on. Coming at you.
6:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather. Roads are looking good. Weather's looking good, too. 70 degrees right now. Low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, basically the same. High of 70, low of 50.
You know, I cringed when I got my new insurance rates. Auto. I live in Gulf Breeze. They went crazy up through the roof, you know. Yeah, insurance rates are climbing out of control. But get this one. California's largest home insurer is filing an emergency request to raise insurance rates, citing the cost of the L.A. deadly wildfires. You want to talk about increases. Mm-hmm. Those boys are in for a surprise. Christian Goodwin has the story.
State Farm General meeting with California state regulators asking to temporarily increase home insurance rates by 22%. The company, which insures roughly 20% of the homes in California, says it already paid out more than $1 billion for a few thousand claims after LA's devastating wildfires, saying the payouts are hurting its finances. Advocacy group Consumer Watchdog slamming the request, alleging it's an attempt to shift the burden of financial mismanagement onto policyholders. California's Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara says he's considering the idea, noting he hopes State Farm will consider expanding coverage throughout the state. If the hike is granted, it would go into effect in May. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
22%.
Yeah, that's pretty staggering. And mentioned this before the break, Doge leader Elon Musk claiming U.S. efforts to prevent Ebola have been restored. And you may be wondering, where is this coming from?
Well, by the way, where is this coming from?
At the President Trump cabinet meeting on Wednesday, Musk admitted that his Doge agency accidentally canceled efforts by USAID to prevent the spread of Ebola. He then insisted, though, that the efforts were quickly restored when the mistake was discovered and claimed that there was no interruption. His claim is being refuted, however, by current and former USAID officials who tell the Washington Post that their Ebola prevention efforts have been largely halted since Musk and his Doge team took over last month.
Okay. French officials have also been negotiating a deal for access to critical minerals in the Ukraine. Jessica Rosenthal has an explanation.
President Trump's been pushing for a critical mineral deal with Ukraine as he also pushes for an end to Russia's war in the country, a deal that gives American companies access to Ukraine's natural resources as a way to get paid back, but also as a signal that we remain invested in the country. He says Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a deal in Washington Friday. Ahead of that, the defense minister of France said they too are interested in critical minerals from Ukraine, not as a form of payback, but as something to purchase for their military needs moving forward. He says he's been speaking with Ukraine about this since October. French President Emmanuel Macron was in Washington, D.C. this week to meet with President Trump. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And Colombian police have arrested a man who was allegedly caught trying to smuggle cocaine under his wig. Police say the 40-year-old suspect was detained Monday when he was caught trying to board a flight to Amsterdam with over 200 grams of cocaine packed in small bags beneath his toupee.
That's a knucklehead for you.
It is.
Escambia County now accepting applications for the 2025 Summer Youth Employment Program. This is a good thing here. It's for county youth ages 16 to 24. You can get those applications. They're available, by the way, for the next 11 days at myescambia.com until March 10th. Last summer, actually, over 200 youth participated in that program. And this is a pay-for-work program. So if you think you're doing this for volunteer, no. You're going to get some bucks out of this one. So you might want to make sure you do check that out. And also, Escambia County Sheriff's Office is offering a civilian's firearms training session. This gets underway this Saturday. The event is limited to 20 participants, and those interested must apply online. Wrap it up there, buddo.
All right, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back at 4 p.m. sharp tomorrow afternoon.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.